Welcome to the Deep Dive. You've come to us with a stack of material on some really specialized service industries, and our job is to, well, find the core intelligence you need to get up to speed fast. Today, we're zeroing in on the complex world of legal logistics in Louisiana. The sources we've got give us a really intensive look at a company called Lafayette Process Servers, LLC. They also operate as Materi Process Servers. And we're not just looking at a service here. We're really analyzing a solution that seems engineered for one of the most jurisdictionally, well, fragmented states in the U.S.
It's a fascinating case study, really, because the complexity in Louisiana isn't just about distance, it's the parishes. Each one can feel like its own little kingdom when you're trying to serve legal papers. What jumps out immediately from the sources is how this company just defined that exact pain point, the fragmentation, and then built a single network to make it all, you know, just disappear for their client.
Okay, let's unpack this then. So if you're a law firm or even an individual, you need to know your papers are served quickly, legally, correctly, no matter where someone is hiding out in the Bayou State. So, starting at the foundation, what are we talking about beyond just dropping off papers? What are the specialized tools here?
The menu of services is pretty robust, but it's the specialization that really tells the story. Of course, they have the standard tiers. You've got routine, rush, and same-day service. That's table stakes when a deadline is breathing down your neck. But the real value, I think, is in the niche offerings, the ones that tackle the practical, messy challenges of litigation.
Okay, so give us some highlights of those niche services.
Well, they show a really deep understanding of how courts actually work on the ground. For instance, they offer specific courthouse runner services. And this isn't just delivering a document. This is high-speed, localized, physical filing support. They specifically call out the 24th JDC and the CDC filings.
Okay, just quickly, for anyone listening who might not be from Louisiana, why is naming those specific courts so important? What are we talking about with JDC and CDC?
It's all about jurisdiction.
Right.
The JDC, the Judicial District Court, that's your court of general jurisdiction for a specific area. In this case, the 24th is Jefferson Parish.
Right.
And the CDC in New Orleans, that handles most civil cases for Orleans Parish. These are critical, high-volume venues. So offering runner services there means they're handling the daily grind of physical filings, of retrievals. It saves attorneys countless hours and makes sure papers get docketed right according to all the strict local rules. It's a vital link.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, another really interesting category mentioned is their support for a very specific client type, landlord.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge and often overlooked niche. Landlord-tenant disputes move incredibly fast, and they're super procedural. The sources really emphasize that they provide eviction forms and an eviction guide.
So they're streamlining the process.
Exactly. This support acknowledges that service in an eviction is incredibly time-sensitive and requires, you know, absolute adherence to the law, which can change from place to place. They're managing the whole physical service of notice.
But let's get to the fun stuff. What happens when the person you need to serve has, you know, gone completely off the grid? We've all seen it in the movies.
Right. And that's where the investigative services become non-negotiable. The sources explicitly detail two services that really set them apart: the process server stakeout service and accurate skip tracing.
Okay, let's start with skip tracing. What are we looking for there, and what's the strategic value for the client?
So skip tracing isn't just, you know, Googling an old address. It's a highly skilled craft. It's a mix of database searches, public record analysis, and leveraging knowledge to find someone who does not want to be found.
And if you can't find them,
the case stalls. A successful skip trace can be the difference between a case moving forward or just being dismissed entirely because you couldn't get service. The litigation just stops dead. The value is incredibly high.
And the stakeout service, that sounds like physical long-duration surveillance.
That's exactly what it is. It's a practical follow-through on the information you get from skip tracing.
Yeah.
If you know where someone is likely to be, but you need them in a place where a service can be legally completed, well, that takes patience.
And documentation, I imagine.
Patience, documentation, and compliance with all the local rules about trespassing and privacy. It's basically a specialized, regulated surveillance team just for the purpose of completing service. It's logistics backed by investigation.
They also handle something called Louisiana Registered Agent Submission. Can you explain that quickly?
Sure. A registered agent is just the official person or company designated to receive legal documents for a corporation. If a company gets sued, the lawsuit is served on that agent. Submitting that info correctly is a basic corporate formality, but if you get it wrong, a company could miss a vital legal notice. So it shows they're involved not just in litigation, but in that foundational corporate compliance piece.
It all sounds like a very experienced operation, which, you know, brings us to the founder. The sources connect all this back to a Scott Frank.
That's right. Scott Frank is noted as having over 20 years of experience, and this is the crucial part. The sources specify that his deep expertise is rooted in navigating the courts of Jefferson, Orleans, and St. Tammany parishes.
20 years in just those three parishes, that's significant. Why?
Because those are the heavy hitters of the New Orleans metro area. Orleans is the city, Jefferson is the huge parish right next door, and St. Tammany is the fast-growing North Shore. Knowing the institutional quirks, the filing deadlines, even the personalities in those specific courthouses, that's a massive operational advantage. That deep, local knowledge built over two decades is what allows the entire statewide network to really work.
This brings us to the core problem they're solving, and this is where it gets really compelling, the geography. Louisiana's parish system.
Yeah.
It creates logistical nightmares.
Precisely. Unlike counties in most other states, Louisiana's 64 parishes often have their own distinct court rules, their own judicial requirements. So if you're a lawyer in Baton Rouge and you need papers served in Lafayette and then another set in Shreveport and maybe an urgent filing in Slidell,
you'd have to hire three or four different people.
Exactly. You're coordinating with three, four different independent servers, different invoices, different levels of professionalism. It's just mass inefficiency.
So their whole solution, as the sources detail it, is to be that single point of contact for service across the entire state, a unified network.
Yes, that single source model is the strategic differentiator. It simplifies everything, billing, communication, tracking. But, you know, you might ask, does relying on one large network sacrifice that hyperlocal knowledge you'd get from a true one parish server?
That's the critical question, isn't it? When you centralize, do you lose the local touch?
Well, not according to their model. They really stress that the convenience is coupled with the on-the-ground knowledge of local servers who, and I'm quoting here, know their communities inside and out.
Mm.
So they use a centralized admin structure, the tech, the billing, to manage a decentralized network of local experts. It's a hybrid model, really. Global coordination, local execution.
Let's try to nail down their physical footprint to really understand this. Their main business name is Lafayette Process Servers. Their home base is Karen Crow. But then they operate as Metairie Process Servers with a strategic office right in Metairie. That immediately tells you they're focused on both the Acadiana region and the New Orleans metro corridor.
Absolutely. That Metairie location is key. It's in the heart of the greater New Orleans business hub where the highest volume of legal traffic is. And their coverage goes statewide, from the 22nd JDC in Covington on the North Shore all the way across to the 24th JDC in Gretna. Their claim, which is pretty bold, is that they cover every parish, city, and town in Louisiana.
To really get how they can even make that claim, we should look at how they break down their coverage. They don't just list five big cities. They map out these expansive regional hubs.
And this is where you can see that data integration we talked about. The invisible scaffolding. They structure their reach by dense population clusters, making sure they have rapid deployment in the areas that need it most.
So let's just quickly run through those core regions from the sources. Not every single zip code, but just to get a sense of the scope. Starting with their foundation, the Acadiana region.
Right, so you're talking Lafayette, New Iberia, Opelousas, Abbeville, Crowley, that whole vibrant southwest central part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
They're making sure that local Acadiana knowledge is there, even if the client is hours away.
Then they pivot right to the giant, the greater New Orleans metro.
This is their operational heartland. We're talking New Orleans proper, Metairie, Kenner, Gretna, Marrero, and importantly, all the way across Lake Pontchartrain to the North Shore, Slidell, Covington, Mandeville.
So they've really got the busiest legal corridors locked down.
Oh, absolutely. If you can efficiently cover the GNO metro, you've solved half the logistical puzzle in Louisiana litigation.
Okay, moving inland, the capital region, that's Baton Rouge and its suburbs. Zachary, Denham Springs, Prairieville, Gonzales.
And that reach extends north and west, which is vital if you're going to claim statewide service. They list northwest Louisiana, focusing on Shreveport, Bossier City, and Minden. That's a 7-hour drive from New Orleans, yet they guarantee service.
And then southwest Louisiana is Lake Charles and Sulphur, and the sources also confirm central Louisiana or Senla with Alexandria and Pineville.
And finally, northeast Louisiana rounds it out with Monroe and West Monroe. So when you put that massive list together, Acadiana, NOLA, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Lake Charles, Monroe, it really validates that single point of contact claim. It confirms they've built an operation to handle cross-parish service without the client ever needing to look for someone else.
beyond just the physical service, they also seem to put a lot of effort into client engagement and resources. They have a blog and offer subscriptions for updates on legal serving news and security solutions,
which is a smart way to educate their clients. What's particularly interesting, I think, is the mention of their own podcast, Paper Trails, a Louisiana process servers podcast.
That's a pretty unique resource.
It is. It offers insight into the industry, and it boosts their authority and, you know, their accessibility.
And for practical purposes, they streamline the intake. The sources give a phone number, 504-210-8344, and email. But the key seems to be that clients can upload service forms directly, which cuts out a lot of early administrative hassle.
And now we have to transition to the crucial legal context. This is probably the most important part for you, the listener, especially when you're dealing with any non-attorney legal service. We have to look at their disclaimers. They're a measure of professionalism.
This is absolutely non-negotiable information. And the sources have very explicit disclaimers. First, the content they provide, all of it, guides, blogs, is strictly for informational purposes.
And this next point is critical. They are not attorneys. They state they're not affiliated with any law firms or government agencies. That separation is vital in the legal world. A process server has to be a neutral party.
They state explicitly they do not provide any legal advice whatsoever, and they don't represent anyone before a government agency. And they even cite examples like the SEC or the IRS. Their role is service, not representation.
Which brings up the fundamental question. Why is that separation between serving documents and giving legal advice so strictly maintained?
It seems like it could be a point of efficiency, but it's a huge legal and ethical line, isn't it?
It's the ultimate boundary. Providing legal advice without a license is illegal. It's the unauthorized practice of law. But serving documents is a factual, procedural act. The second a server starts giving opinions on legal strategy or advising on deadlines, they cross a line that puts them and their clients at enormous risk. By staying neutral and refusing to give advice, they protect their function and make sure their testimony about the service is seen as purely factual, unbiased.
So to hammer that home, the sources direct clients that for any legal assistance, they must consult a qualified Louisiana attorney or their local bar association. The lawyer handles the law, the process server handles the logistics. So after all that, what does this all mean? When you put all these pieces together, the real takeaway is the definition of a specialized solution provider. For any firm or individual dealing with legal matters in Louisiana that require that kind of complex geographic reach, these sources really highlight the existence of a highly specialized single-source provider that's dedicated to solving that cross-parish service problem. They leverage decades of deep local knowledge backed by serious investigative services.
And let's end with this final thought, which ties back to their whole commitment to efficiency. The company references the Louisiana Secretary of State and the USPS zip code lookup as key resources they rely on. So reflect on that for a second. Think about how these specialized private industries like process serving have to intricately rely on and integrate official public logistical data, that invisible scaffolding of government records, court structures, zip codes, just to make their on-the-ground work successful. Their promise of statewide efficiency isn't just about having a network of drivers. It's built on meticulously mapping their private operations onto the hundreds of specific legal and logistical grids established by public infrastructure. That reliance on robust public data is what truly enables their complex private service to function anywhere in Louisiana.